Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
I'm a walking machine. See the world flashing by. I'm a black balloon floating high in the sky. And I rise above it all. And I get so fanciful.
Wow, I hate turning down the music, but I've got Neil Finn on the phone. It is Nicole Sandler back with you on Air America Radio. And what's playing in the background is a song called Little by Little. And it's on an album, by a group, I guess I could say. It's not really a band. It is, in some respects, sort of a super group of sorts that go by the name of Seven Worlds Collide. And the album that just came out last month is entitled The Sun Came Out. And this group who came together to record this record, it was all put together by Neil Finn, who I've been such a fan of for so many years, from Split Ends to Crowded House to Neil Finn solo albums to Finn Brothers albums. And I guess now it's sort of the Finn family players as well. Neil Finn is on the phone with us from New Zealand. And Neil, it is a pleasure to speak with you yet again.
Thank you, Nicole. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you as well.
Tell us about Seven Worlds Collide. Now, this is actually the second Seven Worlds Collide project, right? It was about 7 years ago you did some concerts.
Yeah, it's it was a project that developed 7 years ago out of a whimsical notion, really, about all these people that I'd got to know, some well and some just in passing, and the conversations you have about doing some work together at some point and stepping outside your normal band or your normal environment and just having an experience, a musical experience for the love of it and for the chance to hang out with some like-minded people. We had a great time 7 years ago doing some live shows in Auckland, and everyone's been sort of in touch ever since, some good friendships made and talking about doing something else at some point. As it turned out, we decided that a record, we needed some repertoire. We wanted to make this collective into a band that could develop their own material. And so we made a record last summer.
Now, last summer, which is actually winter for us here in the States, it was over around Christmas time. For 3 weeks, you had this group of amazing musicians and their families come down there to New Zealand and for 3 weeks camped out, lived, recorded music, wrote music. Do I have the scene right?
Yeah, you do, yeah. I mean, everyone, the idea was everyone brings their families down and spends Christmas, New Year, you know, with a bit of time to carouse at the beach, and but in the course of it to make a record. Some came with ideas, but in the main, a lot of ideas and songs were written at the time. And really, like myself, most musicians that I know are not very good at having time off. So after a couple of days of resting up at the beach, everyone was dying to get into some music. And then the more songs that came forward, the more energy created, the more people were eager to contribute. So we ended up with this outpouring of songs, most of which were written at the time, and a double album suddenly, after 3 weeks, sort of magically appeared.
Now, we're sort of speaking in you know, about this group of people who came together. Let's talk some specifics. And I'm not sure who was in the first group with the concerts, but you start with a very an amazing core group of musicians, which is you, your two sons, Elroy and Liam, who I've got to say, you know, just as an aside, I think I saw you and Tim when you were touring. You had just put out the first Finn Brothers album, and you played a venue in Los Angeles, the John Anson Ford Amphitheater. Actually, I had the pleasure of introducing you on stage that night.
Oh, okay. Now I've put the face to the voice.
Great. Now
Nicole,
you know. Yes.
How are you doing?
Good. Oh, it's good to talk to you.
That was very memorable shows, though, just actually.
Oh.
Both. We did them two nights in a row. What a great venue and amazing feeling in the audience.
It was. Those shows were magical. And your sons were much younger then. This was probably 10 years ago. And I remember one of them came in wearing like a scuba mask and scuba fins. And both Liam and Elroy were playing, and they were young, and I just remember saying, oh, my God, these kids are so talented. Well, now they're both real musicians in their own right.
Yeah, they are. Well, our oldest son, Liam, is well and truly off on his own career at the moment. In fact, he's in the US as we speak, somewhere around the Washington area.
Wow.
And playing his own shows, and he's become a really adventurous and quite maverick sort of performer. And our youngest son, Elroy, is, you know, blossoming as a good songwriter and a great drummer, and they were around at the time with all these really great people like Johnny Marr and Ed O'Brien, Phil Selway from Radiohead, and four of the members of Wilco, and Katie Tunstall, and there was just a really great sense of community and mutual trust. And, you know, one of the loveliest things that happened was the song that you just turned down as we were starting to talk was a song that my wife, Sharon, co-wrote, played bass on and sang, and it was her debut. And such was the sort of relaxed, trusting atmosphere in the studio that these sort of things were able to happen.
Right. Now, Sharon is not one of the musicians in the family, but she felt confident enough. I mean, even among, and you rattled off those names, Johnny Marr of the Smiths and Modest Mouse, Phil Selway and Ed O'Brien of Radiohead, Katie Tunstall, four of the members of Wilco, including Jeff Tweedy, who sings lead on a number of the songs, Lisa Germano, Bick Runga, what a great group of people to bring together to do this. And the fact that your wife, who is not a professional musician, actually felt confident enough to get in there and play and sing, it sounds like reading the account of the three weeks that you recorded this on the website, which, by the way, is 7worldscollide.com. That's number 7worldscollide.com, is pretty great.
It was a happening.
Yeah. Now the other thing that we haven't mentioned yet that we should is that this whole project is a benefit, and the proceeds from it are going to Oxfam.
That's right.
I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with Oxfam, but why don't you tell us a little bit about them and why you chose Oxfam to be the recipient of the fruits of your labor?
I've done things for Oxfam for a few years now, and but they've been going since the 40s or thereabouts. They're a very good philosophically oriented organization out of Oxford, England, addressing world poverty, not just on the ground as they do with, in famine areas and disaster relief. They're always on the front line, but they're also fighting good political battles for fair trade, now for global warming, because they see those as absolutely central to fighting poverty. And they're a non-religious organization, and most of the people who were involved with this record have a positive association or have done things for Oxfam. There was a degree of synchronicity in that they came to me at the time we were getting this project off the ground and said, would you ever consider making a record for us? And I said, well, funny you should mention it, but we're making a record and we'd like the proceeds of it to go to a good place. So there was just a great, fortuitous coming together there.
Yeah, the whole thing sounds wonderful. I mean, from just the picture that you paint of how it all happened over this three-week period and the way people came out of their regular roles. I mean, you talked about your wife, Sharon, but another great story is Phil Selway from Radiohead, who's the drummer. Nobody even knew he could sing or write songs, and he has a little piece on the website as well where he talks about the fact that he realized that Radiohead was the only band in which he'd ever played, and he had to sort of crawl out of that shell.
Well, that's right. It was a glorious moment when Phil camped out on the stairs at the studio and wrote from scratch, really, a song which appears on the record. It was one of my favorites, The Ties That Bind Us. With kids and with people wandering up and down, and he just had this really resilient, dedicated air about him. And this song came through, which is a glorious song, and like none of us knew either. We were all, going, what a wondrous thing this is. We knew Phil was a great drummer, and we knew he was a great man to have in a band, but we had no idea he had these spooky folk songs lurking under the surface and a lovely voice, and that, it was the environment, as I said, with Sharon, there was a trusting environment for Sharon to come forward, and Phil too felt, that there was a lot of support there. And the band that he used for the Seven Worlds record, he's since assembled again for his own solo album.
Wow.
Glenn Cochi and Pat from Wilco and Sebastian and Lisa, Germano flew over to Oxford just recently, and he's now completed a solo record. So,
good things are
fanning out. You know,
right.
These kind of from small things, big things grow.
Absolutely. Here's a little bit of The Ties That Bind Us, Phil Selway's song here.
You, my son, are held in my arms, close and keeping you safe from harm. I want to show you another way. Keep you from my mistakes.
And apparently, the other people there didn't even know that Phil played guitar. He is a drummer. So it's a wonderful story. Wonderful story.
Well, there was quite a few things that, things kept feeding on each other. I think as people, you know, would wander past Phil writing his song on the stairs, Katie Tunstall and Beck Runger, who's a New Zealand songwriter, were inspired to go and sit in my wife's chandelier shop, and they came up with a murder ballad virtually on the same day. But there were certain days in the studio where there was about five or six different things going on in the building, recording, writing, arranging, lyrics. You know, it was really kind of a fantasy that I had when we tried to put the thing together, but it sort of exceeded my expectations. And a unique experience, really, I think, for everyone, because it's one thing to do a compilation record for a good cause. Many of those have been done, but usually from disparate sources. And this it felt like a band in the end. It felt like we were all connected, and you know, there's a cohesiveness to the record as a result.
Neil Finn is with us. We're speaking a transatlantic connection. Neil is in New Zealand at home, and I'm in Miami, talking about this record that came together in 3 weeks over last Christmas, summer in New Zealand, called The Sun Came Out. And it's not under any of the artist names. The group, the collective, is called Seven Worlds Collide. And as we were mentioning, the proceeds are going to Oxfam, which is a wonderful, wonderful organization who does great work all around the world. I have heard of some of these, like, songwriting things where there's a castle in England where Maya Sharp, and I know that she's been to this with other songwriters, and people get together, and it sounds like that sort of thing, but you have this very tangible end result that came out of your 3 weeks together. It's a double CD. Was there any filming going on? Is there any video we can watch of this?
Yeah, well, there's bits and pieces now up on, you know, like you can see online. We did some, apart from recording, we actually did three shows. Amazingly enough, we managed to rehearse and pull off three really memorable shows just down the road.
Wow.
They were filmed, and there's a few pieces online from that concert, but there is a like a two-hour, pretty excellent piece of film being put together, which is almost finished, and will be available probably on DVD, but also we're hoping it will do the rounds of the festival, film festival circuit.
Oh, great!
Yeah, within the next 6 months or a year or so, because everything's being done virtually for free, these things have taken on, you know, they've had to be spaced out over a period of time. But it's some really great footage, and I think it really does explain and elaborate on the kind of uniqueness of the experience for everybody. So, yeah, that's going to be a great thing.
Terrific. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that as well. And one final question I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. Crowded House has been one of my favorite bands for 20 years now. Do I hear you're working on a new Crowded House record?
Yeah, it's all but done. We're a few days away from finishing, and that'll be out early next year, so you will be coming through and doing some shows next year.
I cannot wait. And yes, a U.S. tour in the works?
Yeah, I'm sure there will be, yeah. hopefully we'll get down to Florida this time.
I hope so. If not, I'll have to come out and see you somewhere else.
Well, that would be fine.
LA. Absolutely. Neil Finn, I'm such a huge fan. It was a pleasure to speak with you again tonight. And thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Record, The Sun Came Out by Seven Worlds Collide, is magnificent. And you thank you for your hard work.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
And all the best here to all your audience. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Neil Finn. And we'll go out with a song from Katie Tunstall and Neil Finn. It's called Hazel Black. Seven Worlds Collide.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, Neil.
Yeah.
bite.